Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by UC Davis.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Donald Trump is in New York this week for the UN General Assembly. He'll meet today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and French President Emmanuel Macron. He's scheduled to have dinner with Latin American leaders. Peter Baker and Ken Vogel of the New York Times have a big story this morning on the front page. Ken, our former colleague, overheard two Trump lawyers debating how much information they should turn over to the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. They were chatting loudly about this outside of BLT Steak, which is in the middle of downtown Washington, just a few doors down from the New York Times Washington Bureau. Ty Cobb and White House counsel Don McGahn have clashed. Cobb wants to release more information to Mueller to make the probe go away. McGahn supports cooperation, but is also worried about setting a precedent that could weaken the White House after the Trump presidency.
Here's the one thing you should be watching this week. An Obamacare repeal is back on the table. Senate Republicans are looking to try and repeal it one last time. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to gauge the support early this week at a private meeting, Burgess Everett and Josh Dossie report. The bill would scale back the federal government's role in healthcare and instead provide block grants to states. Republicans have already sent the bill to the CBO to get scored. But it's not a sure thing. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul has already said he is a no.
Burgess and Sungmin Kim break down why McConnell is so invested in Luther Strange remaining as the Republican senator from Alabama. The two write that if Roy Moore wins, it would put McConnell in an even more precarious position. He would have a 52-seat majority with another wild card, which can imperil tax reform, the debt ceiling, and could even derail routine Senate business. The NRA's political victory fund dropped almost $800,000 on TV, digital, and radio ads in support of Luther Strange in Alabama.
The Wall Street Journal has another top story on climate change this morning. The paper reports that Gary Cohn is meeting in New York to outline the administration's proposal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Meanwhile, on the international front, the AP is reporting that Rex Tillerson said the U.S. is considering closing its recently reopened embassy in Havana after multiple unexplained incidents of American diplomats in Cuba faced health attacks.
The Washington Post reports that Trump's political career is reshaping one key element of his hotel business. Many groups who used to hold non-political events there are holding them elsewhere. Instead, Trump properties are now attracting customers who work with the government or want something from Trump. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.